I'm going to do something that I don't know if I've done in this series of in Proverbs. I want you to turn back to Proverbs 18, verse 22. I've told you many times, the Proverbs are written such that there is a natural understanding always setting forth the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to take this passage of Scripture, 18:22, and what I'd like to do is I would like to go over that verse again, and I want to give, by God's grace, some practical instruction concerning finding a mate. As I said, marriage is a wonderful, wonderful union. It is a glorious picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and His bride. So when we look at marriage, I'll tell you what a believer wants. He wants to know, what does God have to say? Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Now we're looking at two words right here in particular, findeth and obtaineth. The word findeth, it means first to find someone or something that is lost or misplaced. The word refers to something being found as a result of a purposeful search, diligent search, looking, seeking. You know, when the Sodomites, when Lot was in Sodom and the Lord sent those two angels into Sodom, and they went to Lot's house, and the men of the city, they wanted the two men that came in, and Lot told them, he said, don't do this. Don't do this. Let me give you my daughters. Don't do that. And they said, no, we want to. You give us those two men. We're coming in after you. And those two angels blinded the eyes of the men. And the Scripture says they couldn't find the door. They couldn't find the door. They were looking for it, but they couldn't find it. That's the same word. Whoso findeth. It means something associated with a diligent search. But it also means this. It means something found that one did not initiate. Here's the meaning. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So the word there, findeth, it refers to something that is received. Whether you was seeking for it or whether the Lord graciously gave it to you. It has to do with something being received. Obtaineth means to bring forth or to secure or to succeed. Obtaineth. It was profitable. So knowing that the Scriptures are written to God's people for instruction, I want us to consider this issue of a spouse. The practical, spiritual application of God's Word to God's people. This is something that is so needful. I want my kids and grandkids, I want them to know this. I want them to know. What does God have to say? What does God have to say? For a believer, find a wife or a husband, number one, where should I look? Where should I look? Turn to 1 Corinthians 7:39. 1 Corinthians 7:39. The scripture says the wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will. But now listen to this last part. Only in the Lord. Only in the Lord. A believer is to be looking for a mate among those that know God. Know God. Mr. Spurgeon said this. I thought this was awfully good. He said, how careful ought young people to be in the choosing of their partners for life? When two horses pull together, how smoothly the chariot runs. But if one horse pulls one way, the other horse pulls the opposite direction, what trouble there is sure to be. I was married for almost 29 years. And the Lord was pleased to remove my wife and to take her to her heavenly home. And that was the Lord's will. And for that, I bow in thanksgiving unto our Lord for His good pleasure. Brother Henry Mahan, dear friend, told me one day, Marvin, he said, I don't understand all things that happen. He said, I don't understand anything that happens hardly in my life, but he said, much less anybody else's. But he said, Lord was pleased to take your wife according to His good pleasure, and we're thankful unto the Lord for that. But he said, I'm going to give you some advice. He said, I know this. He said, Lord, I'm sure will give you a wife. He said, but I'm going to give you this advice. Don't, and I wrote this down exactly the way he said it. Don't consider any woman unless she has confessed faithfully, consistently, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, for at least 5 years. He said, don't even do it. He said, if she has not proven herself to be a faithful, consistent woman, profess Christ, he said, don't do it. Don't do it. To find a wife or husband, look among those who confess Christ, faith in Christ, believe the gospel of God's grace. A wife, a husband wants to marry a believer. I'm going to read out of Genesis 24 where we just was. I'm just going to read this. And this is what Abraham told his servant to do. He told him, he said, I'm going to make you swear, 24 verse 3, by the Lord, God of heaven, God of earth, thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country, to my kindred, take a wife unto my son Isaac. So I would give you, if somebody were to come and ask me, say, give me some advice on this. This is going to be my advice right here. That's what I'm going to say right here. I would look for a believer among those that know the Lord, that are believers. Secondly, I would seek the Lord's direction in prayer. Seeking out God's direction, asking the Lord's to bless the search, waiting on the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 5:17 says this, pray without ceasing. Luke 18:1, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The servant that was sent by Abraham to search out a wife for Isaac, what he did was this very thing. He went to the place where the women were going to come and draw the water for the camels. And this is what he said. Verse 24, 12. He said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. He sought the Lord in asking God's direction. Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, you sent. Just as Abraham told his servant, the angel of the Lord will go before you and will bless. Ask God's blessing. Ask the Lord's direction. Seek God's face. And thirdly, and in closing, here's my third point. Be patient. Be patient and wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Psalm 37:7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Back in Genesis 24, verse 15, the Scripture sets forth that it came to pass, before he had done speaking, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, and her pitcher was upon his head. And he asked her if she could give him some water. We just read it. She said yes. And then he waited to see what else she was going to do. She didn't say anything else. And when she had done drinking, verse 19, giving him drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels also until they've done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again under the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. Here's the point. And the man wondering at her held his peace to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. My advice, scripture I'm dealing with today, was Proverbs 18:22. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. That's what the Spirit of God has put in the Scriptures. Then let's ask ourselves this. What does God have to say about this? Seek a mate for a believer. Seek a mate among believers. Ask the Lord for direction. Ask the Lord for direction. Lord, bless this. And wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He'll bless His Word. Lord, help us this day for Christ's sake.